Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Can you please introduce yourself for us?
My name is Joe Zider. I'm CEO of the DJ app based here in Toronto, and I'm extremely grateful that you guys have us have me over for the interview.
Of course. So, Da DJ. What does that stand for? What does it do? I want to know everything about it.
So the DJ is basically a solution to a very big problem for a lot of DJs that are struggling to find places to play live. And more importantly, we're focusing on connecting them with event organizers so that they can create more events in different streets, not just in one street. And we're hoping that this creates a lot of growth for different local areas and have more people consume within those areas as a result of going to those events.
So is it primarily a connection between the DJ and the event coordinator, or can other people join the app as well to find DJs?
Everyone can join the app to look for DJ services as well, and to connect with event organizers, know more about the venues, and visit the profiles, hear their music, and look at their ratings. So get to know more about basically the artist and the event manager as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I'm hosting a big event in a sporting arena, or maybe I'm just having a house party, either way I need a DJ.
So yeah, you can look for a DJ, and basically what the other thing that we're doing with the DJ is we're also bringing in artists as well that want to work with DJs or want to play with DJs during these live events.
Okay.
But yeah, even a house party for that matter. Like, let's say you have an idea for a big house party and you want to get, you know, let to know about a lot of people to come to the event. The app, it makes it a lot simpler to do that. Gets you a lot more traffic to that house party.
Definitely. Yeah. And what is your background and how did you get here?
So I was born in Canada. I grew up in South America. I grew up in Argentina and in Venezuela. And then I came back to Canada in 2005 to study. Studied political science. And when I entered the tech world, the entrepreneurial world, I chose to do something in this field because it allows me to express my social political understanding, and at the same time, how can I apply tech to solve a problem like this one?
Okay.
Yeah.
And why DJs?
Well, we used to throw events in university, and I've always had a passion for electronic music.
Okay.
And when I came back to Toronto, because we studied about an hour away from here, when I came back to Toronto, I met up with a lot of different friends of mine who are DJs, and they kept sharing problems that they had, finding gigs and things like that. And we said, okay, let's think of an app or something to get them to help them out and everything. Yeah.
Very cool. So it's an interesting line between political science and finding DJs.
Well, here's the best way I can express something like this. And I do inspire a lot more entrepreneurs who have art backgrounds or social backgrounds to do the same. Because the thing is that the way we're solving a lot of tech problems nowadays is based on data and research. But we're not solving them in understanding the human aspect of how people are reacting to the changes that technology is bringing them.
Yes.
So for me to apply how I learned my different things in political science, how do I use technology to apply that is by simply looking at social innovation and saying, okay, this is a social aspect to a problem that DJs are facing in their growth, or even people who want to attend events or want to experience different events. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying, how can I apply tech to this? Mm-hmm. And as a result, I fused the two together.
What would the DJ normally have to go through to be able to book something? What would their normal routine be?
So for now we have the beta, but with the revamp that we're launching in December, it's very simple. Mm-hmm. So they would create a profile. They would create a profile and they can search event organizers, and they can search even venue managers. They can search them, they can message them, and the venue manager or the event organizer can see the DJ profile, can see the different genres the DJ plays, can also look at the themes of the different events that they've played at, listen to their tracks, see how people have responded to the DJ's profile, and then make a decision there. And the beautiful thing is that if you look at a place like Toronto, you have one area where you have a lot of the nightlife goes into that area. So with an app like this, we can then help DJs play in different areas, and using our platform, we can advertise for them and we can direct traffic to those different areas where they're playing at, giving them, like, you know, that image in those different streets.
Definitely. Okay. Yeah.
So how does the platform help to market, not the DJs, but you said to get more people to hear the show. How does it do that?
So in order to get more people to engage with DJs or even event organizers, what we do is we have a homepage where all the latest news or all the latest events are being showcased within location or even by searching. So this way people can see on real time what they're interested in and which DJs they're interested in and what DJ released the latest album or playing at the latest event.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So as the event organizer, I can go in and I can see, I can say, I am looking for this type of DJ for this time period maybe, and I can see who's available. I can go check out their profiles, listen to their music.
Correct.
And then say, I like this guy, message him right through the app, start working out whether or not they're interested in the event.
Exactly. Okay. Correct. And even better is, let's say, for example, you find that a DJ is playing at a certain event. Mm-hmm. You can purchase the tickets ahead of time or even purchase the promotions and services ahead of time before you go into that event.
Awesome.
As well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can find other things that the DJ is playing at.
Correct.
And if it's a public thing, I can get to that event through the app as well.
Correct.
Oh.
So you can continue to follow the artist.
You can continue to follow the artist.
Or
as
I
well.
Can go check out their set before engaging them.
Yeah.
To see if their on stage persona is the same as their recorded persona.
Yeah.
To make sure they fit my corporate event or whatever thing I'm working on.
Yeah. Yeah. So based on the homepage, you can see, like, you can see a glimpse of what they've played at live events, or you can go check them out live.
Oh.
You can then like their profile, follow them, and then contact them if you're interested in taking them into a corporate event or anything like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I see that you're an alpha here at Collision.
Correct.
So where are you exactly in this process right now?
So right now we've launched the beta. It's very basic. You can download it on iOS, the DJ app. But more importantly is our December launch. So we'll be launching several advertisements for people to sign up and stay tuned for when the December launch is out, and we'll be emailing them the latest version.
Are there only certain locations that are live or will be live, or is it?
It's going to be global.
Anywhere.
Oh, okay. It's going to be global.
That's going
to
awesome.
Be global. You'll be able to use it anywhere. So we're right now in the process of signing up a lot of different DJs, event organizers. So if anyone is interested in contacting us and being a part of the app beforehand, we would appreciate that as well. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you said that a new version, a revamped version, will be coming out in December.
December 2019. Yeah.
Okay. So is it, it sounds like it's a pretty big change from the current process.
It's a big change because it's been a work in progress.
Yeah.
So when we released the beta in January 2019, we did it for the purpose of understanding exactly what the DJ's perspectives were or the event organizer's perspectives were. And we worked with what else they needed and what else we saw in the market that would be very important. So we applied it into the revamp.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Put something out there, see how it works, get feedback, make changes,
correct.
Go live.
Correct.
And what were your goals here at Collision?
So for us, was basically to connect with other people that are in the event space, either to work together and to see ways that we can complement each other, We had a booth as well, so we were signing up a lot of people.
On Tuesday.
So 2 days ago. So we were signing up a lot of people there, and obviously contacting investors as well. So we are looking for investments as well. And yeah, so we're hoping that once we have the revamp, then we can show more. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Sounds really exciting.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So what's next for you after Collision? What's the next step for the company?
So the next step for us is obviously we're applying to several incubators that we're looking to get into in order to better organize our directions and our thoughts and our processes, and connecting with investors there in order to scale our app starting December 2019.
Gotcha. Yeah. Makes sense. If anybody wants to find out more about your platform, maybe a DJ wants to sign up or somebody is looking to book, how can they do that?
So the best way to do that is please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at @thatdjapp. You can also email us at info@thatdjapp.com, or even find us at Collision. If you're based here in Collision, we're on the Collision app.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
for coming and talking to us. This is a really great idea. Anything to help artists, right?
Anything to help artists, especially in the creative era that we're walking into.
Right, absolutely. Yes. It can be, it is both a really crowded space for artists and yet still difficult to get any engagement on.
So I agree.
I think the DJs are going to appreciate this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me over.
Thank you so much for coming.
Pleasure.
Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. You as well.